This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we saw that the first thing must be doing first things first. That's when God blesses. Until we do that, we in fact work against ourselves, and God allows it to happen. When the people responded to Haggai's message and again started rebuilding the temple, it became obvious this temple would seem insignificant compared to Solomon's glorious temple. Realizing this would discourage both the people and their leaders. Inspired by God, Haggai said in chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, "Be strong, declares the Lord, for I am with you. My spirit remains among you. Do not fear." Anytime God is with us in what we are doing, it is significant. It might not look like it at the time, but in God's time, it will become evident. Listen to verses 7 through 9. "I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty." The desired of all nations is none other than Jesus Christ, who was brought into this very temple by his parents to be circumcised. He, through his death, provided peace to all who trust in him. Those who do trust him understand something of what the prophet meant when he promised, "I will fill this house with glory." It would take many years for that to happen, but in God's time, it did happen, and even we are blessed by that promise.